The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is episode 207, and I am your host, John Russell. Today we are going to be reviewing Doctor Who and the Daleks on 4K. This is for the Steelbook release. I didn't grab the collector's edition that's also out, which comes with a bunch of extra goodies, bells and whistles, but it's at least $20 or $30 more than the Steelbook version. And, you know, it's got the same content as far as the discs are concerned. You just don't get, there's a couple of booklets. There's a coin, a collector coin. There's art cards, a couple of posters, that sort of stuff. It comes in the collector's edition, and it comes in a sort of a big box. But the 4K and the Blu-ray discs come in a digipack type of container rather than like the Steelbook. So I prefer the Steelbook. And the more I see on this collector's edition, the less I really want it. So I probably won't grab it. I had said, I think in the last episode, if I could find it for, you know, like under $50, I might grab it, but so far I haven't seen it reasonably priced that way. And even so, I don't really feel like double dipping on these movies. Last night I sat down and watched the content on the discs, and the biggest disappointment and surprise is that the actual Blu-ray disc, not the 4K, but the Blu-ray disc is region locked. So I have to play that one on my region free player, whereas the 4K disc is actually region free. So I was able to play it on my regular 4K player, which is a good thing because my 4K player is not region free. I don't have a region free 4K player. It's just a standard American version. But, it was a good thing that it was a region-free disc. So, most Blu-ray discs from the UK tend to be region-free. I mean, there are exceptions, of course, here and there. But, apparently not in this case. In this case, for some reason, they decided that the Blu-ray disc needed to be region-locked. But not in the 4K. So that doesn't make any sense. That's rather disappointing. Not that I would use the Blu-ray disc very often anyway. I probably won't watch it at all. But, I just wanted to play it to make sure it worked. But I watched the 4K movie and special features. And so as far as the movie itself, Doctor Who and the Daleks, it looks quite beautiful on 4K. I can happily say that the restoration was really effective. They brought the colors to life. It doesn't look faded like my earlier Region 1 Blu-ray that I picked up, I think it was about a year ago, when they finally released the Blu-ray versions of these films. And having looked on Amazon, I stand corrected. These films, the Blu-ray versions, the Region A version, actually came out September 8th, 2020. So it's a little over a year, about a year and a half ago now, since they came out over here. This was basically the version that the UK got in 2013, I believe. But they finally came out over here in America. Now, as far as these 4Ks are concerned, there has not been an announced release date for America for a Region A release. So I don't know how many years it's going to take for them to release it over here. But the good news is the 4K disc itself is indeed region free, as I found out last night. But the Blu-ray disc is region B. It's region locked. So I don't know why that is. That's kind of a confusing thing to have, you know, a region free 4K disc, but a region locked Blu-ray disc. It just makes no sense. It just makes no sense. But again, it's neither here nor there to me, because I've got the 4K disc, and that's, you know, that's probably the one I'm going to go to in the future if I decide to watch this movie again. And I'm sure at some point I'll want to see it again. As far as the film itself is concerned, Doctor Who and the Daleks with Peter Cushing, it's an interesting bit of entertainment. It's, you know, it's 82 minutes long, and it's a fun little take on the TV story, The Daleks, which was the second ever televised story. But of course, they've taken a 7-part story and compressed it down to the length of maybe a 3-parter. Most of the first 3 episodes are kind of intact within the story, but then the last 4 episodes get compacted down to about 20 minutes, and it shows, because you miss a lot of little things in there. I found the TV adventure a lot more exciting and a lot more engaging. There are good things, of course, about the cinematic films. I remember really enjoying the second one, but I will review that when it comes out next month in July. I think July 18th is when the 4K of Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD comes out. So I pre-ordered that one already, and it will be here sometime late next month. And I will sit down and watch that, and I'll review it on here on Q Who as well when I have had a chance to get a hold of it and watch it. So I'll reserve judgment on that one, which I haven't seen for many, many years. But I do remember years ago when I had them on VHS and watched them. And I did have the DVDs, but I can't remember if I watched both films when I had the DVDs or not. But when I did watch both films years ago on VHS, I remember liking the second film better. They actually showed them on TV around here back in the 80s as well. It was the first time I ever saw them, and I remember liking the second one better as well. Most people seem to like the first one better. I don't remember, you know, I don't know why that would be, because I don't remember enough about the second one now to know what the difference was and why I preferred it. There just seemed to be a lot more going on and a lot more exciting stuff happening. And it's based on the Dalek Invasion of Earth, the second Dalek story in the Hartnell run, which I really enjoy as well. But I actually prefer the Daleks televised version over the Dalek Invasion of Earth as far as the TV series is concerned. Oddly enough, so I don't know why I preferred the second one to the first one in the films, but I'll get to that next month when it comes out and I actually sit down and watch it for the first time in probably more than 2 decades. But as far as Doctor Who and the Daleks is concerned, it does the job that it's supposed to do. It's not really about the TARDIS crew, it's about the Daleks. And that's what they were pushing to get people into the theaters, because they, you know, as far as the Daleks were concerned, they'd only been on, you know, the small TV screen, black and white. So here you had them in big Technicolor on the big screen, and, you know, they were all colorful, and you know, you had the red Dalek, the black Dalek, the blue Daleks, all that stuff. And so that was kind of what the movie concentrated on more than the TARDIS crew. So that's, of course, what the selling point was. They wanted you to get you into the theater because you wanted to see the Daleks on the big screen. You wanted to see them larger than life. It's a fun little film. It actually held up better than I actually expected it to after all these years. And, I just found it a fun romp. So, on the five TARDIS scale, I can give it, as far as the film is concerned, a 3.5 TARDISes out of 5, I think, as far as the story is concerned. Because it was just a fun little romp. It was a bit of fun. You don't need to think too hard about it. And you know, especially having seen the Daleks, the TV serial, quite recently, within the last few months. Yeah, I know what I'm missing, you know, when I watch Doctor Who and the Daleks. So there's quite a bit of good stuff missing. So they really condensed that script down. And, and it's understandable for what they were going for the theatrical, release. For the Steelbook release itself, for the packaging and, you know, everything and the content and so forth, I can give it 4 TARDISes out of 5. The Steelbook is beautiful. I love the artwork they've got on there. And it's a nice looking piece to have on the shelf. I like Steelbooks. The extra features, they're a little sparse. They do have a couple of new features on there. They've got, you know, restoring it in 4K, you get to hear the story behind some of what they did to actually clean it up and bring it to 4K quality. And that's interesting, but it's short. There's not much to it. There's another documentary on there, I guess, just sort of talking about the film and not so much the making of, I don't think, but you've got Dalek Mania, the old hour-long documentary that they did, I think, back in the 90s, about the making of, which is, you know, it's on there and that's adequate. That tells you everything you need to know about the making of the film. But they've got a new 16-minute feature that has some interviews with different people talking about the film and how they promoted it and so forth. So that was interesting, but again, fairly sparse. Nothing. The special features on this is nothing compared to what we get for the TV episodes. But, you know, as a package, it works. And I don't think you need the big collector's box unless you're into having all those extra goodies like the collector coin and the posters and the booklets and so forth. I wouldn't mind having the booklets themselves. I don't care about the posters or the coin or all that kind of stuff, or having that big box to put everything in. I'm happy with the Steelbook, but I do wish we'd have gotten the collector's books with it. That would have been neat. But you know, that's why you're paying the extra, you know, $20 or $30 to get all the extra bells and whistles that come with it. But as far as the discs are concerned, you're getting the same content. It's just a novelty companion piece to what we already have. And like I said, if you don't already own them, but you remember them from your childhood and thought, oh, they were kind of cool, then it doesn't hurt to pick it up. And you can probably pick it up for around $30 or $40 for the Steelbook. So that makes it worth it if you don't already own it. I bought it purely for the fact that I wanted to see it in some 4K and see, you know, what the difference would be and to review it for you guys. So, for me, it's worth it for that purpose and as for the novelty. And again, I like Steelbooks. So, it's nice to have that. And it really, the steelbook really is beautiful. There's a nice, like, the nice mural on the outside of artwork, and then on the inside there's a nice scene from the film with the Daleks. So yeah, it's cool. It's just cool. That's all. So that's my assessment. I'm still waiting for my season 22 limited edition box set. Hoping that comes in any day now. It came out the same day as Doctor Who and the Daleks, but I had ordered Doctor Who and the Daleks from Zavvi because Rare Waves had sold out of pre-orders. Cost a little bit more on Zavvi, but I did get it a lot quicker. It came about 3 days after release, so I can't complain there. It came from the UK 3 days after release. I'm still waiting on season 22 from Rare Waves. They're a little bit slower shipping, but they are a good company. They're very reliable, so I'm sure it'll be here within the next week or two. So it's been now, as of this recording, about 5 days after release, since the release date. So I probably should get them within the next week or so. The season 22 box set Blu-rays, which I will then peruse and I will review for you guys. So until then, though, I'm going to take the break here and take the chance to close this off. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on about Doctor Who and the Daleks. And if you like Doctor Who and the Daleks and you don't have another copy, or you're just like me and you're obsessed with owning just all of the video material of Doctor Who, then pick it up. It would be worth it. As a novelty, it's definitely worth it. So and it's fun to see again after so many years. So I remember when I got the Blu-rays that came out, I guess a couple years ago, I did watch Doctor Who and the Daleks, but I never did get around to watching Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD for some reason. I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't get around to it. So it'll be nice next month to actually sit down and watch the 4K and be able to review that as well. So until then, you guys know the drill. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.